For Wolves attacking with Van La Parra, driving into the penalty area. Van La Parra gets wide, Dicko this time! 1-0, and Dicko running that into the net, could not miss. And Wolves at last in front after all those first half chances. They take the lead with their first clear chance of the second half after 57 minutes. Van La Parra with a turn of speed on the left side of the area, squared it for Dicko, who almost tripped over the ball on its way into the net. The easiest finish, and it's Watford 0, Wolves 1, and fully deserved.
Kenny, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was a very good performance, and in the end, a deserved win. First half, we played very well. Soaked it up in the second half. After the goal, probably could have exploited, I think, the spaces that were there, and you know, really go for the second. But it's a great win anyway for us, and kicks off our weekend now with 3 points, which pulls the top six just back slightly closer, and we look forward to Sunday.
And in that first, certainly in the first hour or so of the game, the number of chances that were created, good chances as well, that's as potent as your teams looked for a little while.
It did, and going back, you know, we had the slots right in terms of our strongest side, our formation, and it was the way that we've played and the way that we've been successful. We understand that. We've Noah Dicko back, and you know, what we need to do is make sure that we've got enough backup, we've got a plan B so that we can keep that momentum going. But today was a pleasing performance, and I felt we deserved to win.
His pace obviously makes a world of difference to the team. We can all see that. How are you going to be careful to look after him now, though? Not just with having two games in 3 days, but we know that his hamstring has been a little bit delicate. That must be a concern.
It has, and you know, we'll see tomorrow. We'll be in tomorrow morning and get home tonight and then see tomorrow morning. And we will be careful with him, yes, but having said that, I'm sure he'll be determined to play on Sunday and to keep going, because, you know, he's been a key player for us, and he's been out and been frustrated, so I'm sure he'll want to play.
I know it's everybody else has got two games in 3 days as well, but the nature of it with coming away and being late, this is a little bit awkward for you, isn't it?
It is, but I'd still rather have the second game at home, if I'm truthful. You know, the first one you can build up to away, and you know, the second game at Molineux now with a win under our belt will be interesting. So it is what it is. It's fantastic that you play football all over the festive period in this country. It's massively popular. You can see the attendances you get, and it's a privilege to be involved in it. And for us, it's an opportunity to compete for 6 points. And try to, if you can, make a difference. And it's there right across for everyone to try to look at these periods, earn a high amount of points in a short space of time, and see if your season can change.
Regrettably, I've just seen Tommy Rowe going past with a big plastic boot on. I assume that's not very good news.
No, it's not. I mean, he struck one ball up the line and felt his foot straight away, and it's the foot that he's had problems with and needed to be substituted with an injury very, very quickly. So, no, it wasn't good news for Tom.